It's not just local communities in Oregon that are taking their local option to ban sale of marijuana. In Washington and Colorado, that's also taking place in some towns. I asked Hal Snow, the head of the cannabis practice at the law firm Garvey, Schubert & Bear, if local bans on marijuana sales will effectively reverse the liberalization of marijuana laws.
Ultimately, I don't think so. You see what Washington State has almost a quarter billion of sales this year, $70 million of tax revenue. So I'd say that people who are electing to get into and buy recreational marijuana are able to do it.
Now, the way that this is able to happen, even though it's against federal laws, that the Obama Justice Department has told states experimenting with legalization, they have to follow these 8 rules, including cracking down on stoned drivers, keeping cannabis away from kids, not allowing legal marijuana to cross state lines. Now, there was a spot check here in Washington State of cannabis stores, and a few of them were selling to underage people. Have there been a lot of violations of these rules from the Obama administration?
Not really. Given the way this is rolled out and the rapidity, I think that the compliance has actually been quite good.
So this isn't we're not seeing the Justice Department jumping in and beginning to wave its finger at states saying, you're in these areas, you're not going where you need to go.
No. I think the states are doing quite well. And anecdotally, one of these underage sales was due to the fact that their checker, their ID check person, basically had a tough time with math and just couldn't figure out the age is what really happened.
What's happened to these stores, though? Are they still in business?
These stores, given the circumstances and the fact that most of them were, let's call it, innocent rather than premeditated mistakes, will be subject to some sort of a fine. But none of them, to my knowledge, have closed yet.
How dependent is this federal tolerance policy towards state marijuana laws on who's in the White House? We could have someone else new in the White House by 2017.
I think the horse is out of the barn. I believe that now you have, 23 states that either have medical and or recreational. You have other states like California and Ohio, 2 large states that are going to be having recreational marijuana on the ballot. I think, and also you have people on both sides of the political spectrum as far as presidential candidates in support of some type of legalization. I think the legalization and regulation will continue.
Some presidential candidates are, but have you been doing a spot check of all of them? Are there some who are vowing to reverse the Obama policy?
Some, yes. Governor Chris Christie, of course, is the most vocal of that. So he is one person, and then you have the Congress that also has the ability to weigh in on this measure. I think that as you have the larger states with the greater voting blocks in the Congress coming on board, I think it will be here to stay.
What about the banking issues? The federal government has really restrained a lot of banks from doing business with marijuana businesses. They don't want to do it, which results in an all-cash business for a lot of these stores. It makes it difficult for them to do business.
Yeah. This is the big issue. We have a couple of clients that are actually working on just this issue to solve the banking. Nobody wants to be first. I think banks, by and large, are just timid to jump into this area.
Isn't there one bank, though, that is doing business with marijuana?
Yes, there's a bank, and I believe that there are 2 credit unions that are doing it in a limited way. I'm not sure that they're handling retailers. I believe they're in the processor and producer area.
Have they faced any sanctions from the federal government for tiptoeing into this area?
The 3 that I am thinking of have not faced any sanctions. There was another bank in Oregon earlier on this year, I believe, that tried to get into the business. And if you look at the background of that bank, there were probably other issues that caused it to pull back.
If I'm a customer of a marijuana business, do I need to pay attention to any of these legal issues, any of these legal complexities?
I think that if you're a customer of a business, you need to vet your business and feel comfortable and make sure that it is complying with laws. You know, if it doesn't feel right or smell right, stay away.
Well, it's going to smell funny anyway. But what might be a warning sign that this marijuana retail outlet is a place you might want to avoid for legal problems?
Yeah. The first thing is, let's say they don't check your ID. They're required to check your ID if you're 70 years old or 21 years old. Your ID must be checked. If there are price variables in the product, you know, the prices have to be set and regulated and controlled by the Liquor and Cannabis Board. If there are things like that going on, if you're able, they're winking and letting people buy more than the permitted amount. Those are all indicia that this is not a place you want to purchase your marijuana.
Now, does that affect the customer if they're going to a place that might not be following the rules?
Indirectly, because if you are then a participant in a violation of either the state law or the Cole Memorandum guidelines under federal law, at the very least, life could become inconvenient for you while you're questioned and just dragged through the knothole before you're released.
How is the fact that your specialty is the cannabis practice in a law firm received among your fellow lawyers? Are you getting funny looks?
Well, the funny looks are over. Before we started this practice, we went through a long discussion with my partners. And then after we explained the way we would undertake the practice, the vetting process we would have for the new clients in this area, we then also talked with some of our significant clients that were not in this area to see what their reaction would be. And then when some of those significant clients were saying, hey, we're going to get in this area one way or another, either by applying for a license or by providing goods and services to the industry, it became acceptable that this is something that we should go ahead and do.
Hal Snow, head of the cannabis practice at the law firm of Garvey, Schubert, and Bayer.